Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
Here he is. He's in the studio now. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management and also from Scaffold as well, as he is every Tuesday. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
I'm good. We talk the markets with you.
Yes.
I think the really interesting story that's been here and bubbling along for the last, well, it's been going for a few weeks now, has been David Jones and Myer.
Sure.
The merger conversation has taken place with them.
Yes.
But against that, the broad backdrop of retailing in Australia, I think, is a really important one. Are there any good retailers out there? Because everybody seems to be struggling when you talk to them on the high street.
Yeah, look, there are some. Kathmandu had a fantastic result today. Its same store sales growth has been good. If you look through the currency decline, the Australian dollar against the New Zealand dollar, if you look through that, the results have been terrific. You were saying during the break, Ross, that Premier Investments had a good result. We own Kathmandu. We don't own Premier.
A lot of the growth there, strangely, I don't know whether people know this, but a lot of the growth at Premier Investments, which is Just Jeans, they've got Portman's, they've got JJ's range of things.
Yep.
But the big growth area for them is Smiggle. Do you know what Smiggle is?
I do know because I've got young children. And,
that's right, that sell pencil cases and sharpeners and all that type of thing. It's been a concept. They've now been able to be successful within Australia and take
they're
overseas.
They're exporting overseas. Ah. And that's a story for a lot of companies in Australia. They're succeeding overseas. And just as an aside, Flight Centre, Seek, a couple of examples that are doing exceedingly well. But the issue for retail in Australia is that you've got three choices. You're either going to evolve... you're going to have to be smaller or you're going to become extinct. And they're your three choices in retail. But let me say this. Predictions of the demise of bricks and mortar retailing are going to be about as accurate as predictions of the death of cinema when video came out.
I think if you look overseas, though, Roger, retailing, the experience of going shopping will always be there.
Exactly.
Some people shop for sport and it will always be there because it's a day out. It's like going to the theatre or something like that. I think it's an experience. And so when you go to some of these great stores that are coming into Australia, people will want to go to those stores as destinations.
Absolutely. What's got to happen though, and unfortunately Australia's sort of a little bit behind a rock and a hard, between a rock and a hard place, and that's because our salary rates are so high. But even in the United States, let's just look at what's been happening. Sears has shut down 300 stores since 2010. This is in the US. Target over there have announced that they're going to cut 475 jobs and they won't bother filling 700 open positions that they've got. And so you've got enormous stores. Oh, Radio Shack, which is another big operation
like
in the
Harvey
United States.
Norman in the United States.
Closing 500 stores in the United States. Now, so the reason why they've got to become smaller is you've got this problem, you've got this thing called showrooming. And what that is people come into the store, they have a look at the product, but then they go online to go and buy it cheaper somewhere else. So the most successful companies are finding that they're becoming smaller, they're making smaller profits, they've got a price match, but what they're doing is they're trying to integrate that experience. So when people come into the shop, they get on their, they're now dependent on their smartphones, they're looking for a great deal, and the shop either has to match that price or they're going to go somewhere else. So that you've got to integrate that experience. How do I give people a great online experience while they're in the shop?
Well, I'll give a small plug here, and I know they've copped a bit of flack, but Myer does the same thing. They're both very, very good. David Jones' online experience is very, very good. I don't know if you've used it, but I went and bought something yesterday, a new belt. Very simple thing. $60, no problems. Bingo, there it is. Put down the whole details. That's okay. It arrived this morning. I could not believe it.
Yeah,
it arrived this
good.
Morning.
Pretty
it was
good.
Brilliant. And I thought, well, if I'd ordered that overseas, wouldn't it come in? It was absolutely first class. Would that encourage me to do it again? Yes. Now, the interesting part about this is that when you go and talk to David Jones about this, they will tell you that 2% of their sales right now come from online.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Myer would be about the same. But both of them have got a genuine opportunity because they can service the local community so much better.
Well, there was a recent survey done in the United States at one of the big shopping centres, and almost 50% of the people at that shopping centre were there at the shopping centre because they'd seen a deal online. So they'd gone online at home, seen a deal and gone shopping. And that's what brought them to the store. So the death... the death of retailing, bricks and mortar retailing, I think is premature. I think we're going to see it change. It is going to be smaller. It
Which
is going to be tougher.
Which retailers do you like in the market right now?
Well, I think Kathmandu is absolutely fantastic. I think JB Hi-Fi is looking cheap at the moment. And I think Woolworths is a brilliant operation.
And you've just given us three bricks and mortar retailers that are also moving online in a big way.
Yep.
There you go. Roger Montgomery here every Tuesday, talking the stock market, giving you a few ideas as to where you might look as well. And that's the whole idea of it. That's the program for this evening. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here on Money News.